Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture Ministry bolsters partnership with the Jamaica Constabulary Force to combat predial larceny. Stay with us to hear more. And later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Apply for PICA services during the Civil Service Week Expo in Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can apply for next day, 3-day and 7-day passport service, unconditional landing and extension of stay, as well as Jamaican citizenship. No cash. Only debit and credit cards or manager's check will be accepted. Come visit the PICA booth at Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is boosting its collaboration with the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, as part of ongoing efforts to eradicate the incidence of theft of produce and livestock across the island. The Agriculture Ministry's Predial Larceny Prevention Coordination Unit recently held a sensitization and training session with members of the JCF in New Kingston. Principal Director for Planning and Policy in the Ministry, Sean Ball, presented on behalf of Portfolio Minister Carl Samuda and urged all government ministries, departments and agencies and Jamaicans to unite to end the scourge of predial larceny and farm theft. Mr. Ball says theft of farm produce is a major impediment to investment in the agriculture sector and a threat to food safety and national security. This, he says, continues to hamper the growth and expansion of production and productivity in the sector, as well as increasing economic wealth and job creation for Jamaica. Mr. Ball says steps are underway to provide specialized training in the prosecution and adjudication of predial larceny cases. He is urging all police officers to play their part by conducting rigorous investigation of predial larceny cases and proper preparation of case files so that the correct charges can be applied for the different offenses. The ministry is committed to the continued training and development of all members of the JCF on predial larceny-related issues. So far, police officers in Hanover, Westmorland, Trelawney, St. Mary, St. Anne, and St. Elizabeth have been sensitized and trained on how to treat with predial larceny reports. 365 recruits at the National Police College have been sensitized and trained in techniques to address predial larceny cases. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Small Ruminants Association of Jamaica, formerly known as the Goat Breeders Society of Jamaica, will be having a general meeting on Thursday, November 17, at the Bodles Research Station in Old Harbor St. Catherine, beginning at 10:30 a.m. The meeting is geared at updating farmers on the developments of the small ruminants, that is, sheep and goat industry worldwide. And the Ministry of Agriculture will be hosting an Irish Potato Stakeholders meeting on Friday, November 18, at the Moorlands New Testament Church in Newmarket, St. Elizabeth, beginning at 11 a.m. All farmers, producers, and traders are invited to attend. Send your announcements to radio at gis.gov.jm, and we'll highlight them right here on GIS Radio. Now for our Eat Jamaican Month feature. Today we will be sharing a health benefit of breadfruit. The breadfruit's pulp, that is, the parts that we eat, has impressive reserves of dietary fiber, making it a good bulk laxative. Dietary fiber helps reduce blood cholesterol by preventing its absorption in the gut, reduces obesity, blood pressure, and helps protect the colon mucous membrane by warding off cancer-causing chemicals from the colon. And now, for our Jamaican saying of the day. The older the moon, the brighter it shines. Translation: the older the moon, the brighter it shines. And this means, older folks are wiser. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.